Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everyone. This is the old Rough Rider. Welcome to another episode of Rough Riders Radio. Tonight's topic, Uncle Ben Carson, liar, liar, pants on fire. Let's get right to it, shall we? Straight off, Ben Carson is an Uncle Ben. Think of that cream of wheat cereal we all grew up with in the 50s and 60s. But it's really worse than that, Ben. You're an out-and-out Uncle Tom. On the outside and white on the inside. You're an Oreo cookie, amigo. But aside from that, you have real problems now. Coming just 2 days before the fourth GOP 2016 presidential debate in Cleveland, Uncle Ben has been caught in his lies about his growing up as a poor black kid in Detroit. He says he attacked another kid with a knife when he was young, but that kid turned out to be a close relative, and the knife or incident in question was grossly overblown. In 1968, when Martin Luther King was assassinated, he claims he hit a couple of white kids in his primarily black Detroit high school that he attended at the time, inside a biology lab. The only problem is, students interviewed years later claimed that they could not remember that as the case. Carson himself cannot even remember the names of the students he supposedly claims to have hit. But the kicker comes when Carson recounts his experience, while still in high school, of attending a banquet with General Westmoreland after Carson was named ROTC Cadet Candidate of the Year in Detroit. Carson claims he was offered a full scholarship to attend the Army Academy at West Point. The only problem is that West Point has no records of that ever transpiring or that Carson even initiated an application process. Carson has also recounted of his so-called violent past with very little evidentiary proof to back up those claims. Fast forward to his stint at Yale University, where Carson recounts how his Yale psych professor for his Perceptions 301 class said that the final exam papers had inadvertently burned and that all 150 students would have to retake it. The new exam was supposedly much tougher, Carson wrote, that everyone walked out but him. Carson then went on to say that later on he was approached by a photographer for the Yale Daily News and his psych professor, who Carson claimed told him the retest was just a hoax and was only meant to see who was the most honest student. Supposedly, the professor gave Carson $10. And this cat is running for 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, the White House. He may need some neurological surgery on himself. This is pathological. Making stuff up out of whole cloth. Guess what, dumbass? Welcome to the 21st century digital age. Everything can be dredged up, examined, and spit back out. This is exactly what happened in your case. You're busted. You should be demoted to the little boys' table with Chris Christie, Mike Huckabee, Bobby Jindal, and Rick Santorum, and not be allowed to participate in Tuesday's debate in Cleveland with the big guys. We're all waiting for those medical malpractice lawsuits soon to be lodged against you to come full-blown. Yes, they are out there like a ticking time bomb, Uncle Ben. Well, that wraps it up for another Rough Riders Radio episode. This is the old Rough Rider himself, rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but you decide. And the Republicans continue to ferment in their formaldehyde.